ready to get. Russ Caddy, man.
No, he was in here.
Yeah.
He might ought to see the president next week.
I saw him at Great Lake.
I had him for dinner last week, and he was very pleased about that.
Sunday.
I think he gets up to you, sir, whatever.
Sunday night, he seemed to be satisfied on Panama and Vietnam. We didn't go into Cuba, but I thought Fulbright was too.
Well, I think that's the problem. He is very happy.
Anything besides Brazil?
Yes, sir, I don't have anything else.
Anything besides Brazil?
Brazil is the edgiest, Mr. President. Zanzibar, you know about.
What did Sulzberger said we should have done?
Egan is available, Mr. President. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, what did Sulzberger say that we should have done?
He doesn't say what we should have done. He said we allowed the British to pursue a Fabian policy and followed their bad lead instead of doing something ourselves, but he totally omits the fact. He sounds as if the people in East Africa had wanted us to act, whereas in fact they've been telling us not to, Nyerere and Kenyatta and company.
Okay.
So he has it wrong, and it's not new for Nye to have it wrong.
Okay.
One other thing, Mr. President. I believe that it would be wise to hold up the announcement of those appointments today, Mrs. Bunty. Well, I think we should hold that over the weekend. All right, sir. That's all I have.
All right, Mr. President. Egan is the next. We'll hang on.
Bill. When Dungan gets back, see if he's got any more appointments that he can clear for us.
I will tell him about this airplane, Bill.
And be sure to try to get him checked on, get him to clear Ms. Bunning at the Secret Service, at the FBI.
Right. So
okay.
I'll do that right away.
All right.
Okay.
Hello.
You bet.
Hello.
Off?
Hello, Governor.
All through?
Yeah.